Hello, I am Quinton McCall, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. Today's topic is goal setting. Now, goal setting is very powerful. I think I was around, I had to be 13, 14 years old, 8th, 9th grade, I can't quite remember, but I remember running across, it was a book about goal setting that I ran across in the library, and the guy was named the great Zig Ziglar, and it was about the power of goal setting. And that probably was my first time being introduced to the concept of setting goals and having the concept of learning the importance of goal setting. And I have to tell you, I was so excited. I think I went to the next class. I don't think I did any work. I just sat there and wrote and jotted down different things I wanted to accomplish in my life, like graduate from high school, go to college, things of that nature. The list got pretty long as I thought about the whole aspect of my life as a kid and the things that I wanted to accomplish, my desire to make a difference in this world and be able to help and inspire other people. I was thinking along that line as a kid, as you can see. But one of the greatest things that I learned about goal setting by looking through and reading that book at such a young age is that we really do become what we expect to become. The things that you expect, whether that's negative or positive, is usually what you will become. I remember my grandmother used to always get mad at me because I had books all over the floor in the house. I had them on the bed, had them on the floor, in the chair, top of the dresser, television, radio, anywhere that I could put books. And I used to leave the house and go play football, shoot basketball, or just hang out. And I'd come back home, and my grandmother had put away all the books or cleaned up my room. I used to be so upset because it'd be like, "Why you move all that, Mama?" She'd be like, "Cause you moved, your room was a mess." But at that time, I don't think she realized that I had tapped into something that was new, and that was the power of understanding, having a plan, having an ability to think about that plan, and then having the ability to actually write down your goals. And I think around a few years before that, I was 11, 12 maybe, I am 12, 13 range, I started to put on the wall in the bedroom like all these pictures of cars, because I always had a deep passion for the automobile, not from a status point of view, but from a passionate car enthusiast, a love of cars. And what happened was I actually have owned every car that was on that wall. Now, of course, not those models were pretty old, because that's back in 87, 88, 89. But I've owned all those cars. And when I tell people that, a lot of people think, "Oh, man, that's like you was doing a vision board even before a vision board was discussed." Well, I guess if you're thinking that in those terms of vision boards, but I saw it as a wall of goals, per se. Something I was working to for my adult life. And what I had to do academically in high school and to actually accomplish these things and my ability to develop myself to accomplish them. I mean, I remember, now I still haven't bought that Porsche, the Lamborghini, and the Rolls Royce, but they're coming. But having the mindset as a child to have those kind of goals and to be thinking along those lines was very powerful. Every encyclopedia that was in the house, pretty much could find on my bed on a regular basis, and any other book I could get hold of. I remember one of my aunts went to school for a little while, and I remember she had a bunch of psychology books and whatnot. I read those. They were textbooks. But anything I could get my hand on, it was to prepare my mind, because I was thinking in terms of goals. It wasn't necessarily, "Oh yeah, that's a BMW on my wall, that's a Mercedes, and I'm gonna own that one day. Not from that perspective, but from the perspective of actually achieving it for the sake of telling myself that I can write something down, I can plan it, I can think about it in my mind, and I can go about going about a way to achieve it. Only 3% of the people in this world write down the goals, and only 8% of the people in this world can actually clearly identify to you what their goals are. Goal setting gives you a sense of evidence and proof that you're living in expectation, but you only live in expectation once you write down your goals. See, having the goals in your mind, they're just dreams. Once you write your dreams down, your dreams become goals. Once you write down your goals, you have to come up with a plan to accomplish your goals. Once you come up with a plan to accomplish your goals, you must have discipline to work your plan. Once you have the discipline to work your plan, then you get the delight in the accomplishing of your goals. It's really that simple, because that's exactly what I did. When you don't have goals, you tend to procrastinate, and you tend to repeat the same cycles of life. Goals give you a starting point. They give you a sense of direction. And most importantly, they give you a destination, because you're telling yourself mentally where you're going, because you get to wake up every morning telling yourself you know where you're headed, because you can look at your goals and read over them every day and they'll tell you where you're headed. Please, whatever dreams, whatever goals that you have, write them down. Don't just keep them in your head. Write 1-year goals, 2-year goals, 3-year goals, 4-year goals, 5-year goals, and even write down what I call a lifetime goal sheet, where you write out every single thing you can even think of in your brain. Put it on paper, come up with a plan to accomplish all these things, and get started. Because like I tell everybody, ideas and dreams are a dime a dozen. Implementation and action of those dreams and goals is what makes you successful. Remember, today is the day to be happy.